Good morning. We continue with Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed Al Lamed Hey, the Melachos of Masartet and Mamachek, and we did Siman Aleph, which gives us the ground rules for the Melacha of Masartet. Just to clarify a few points over here, for Masartet to be chayv, it has to be shalkayama. It has to be a guideline which has kiyum to it. If a person makes a marking which will fade, he indents into the material, and over a period of time, that's going to straighten out and be released, so that would not be masartet on the raisa level. Masartet in regards to food, so ain't sirtut ba'ochlin. We mentioned the case of a person who's making up a guideline where to cut a cake. That would not go under the malacha of masartet, because there is a masartet ba'ochlin. Was also going to see the malacha mechatech, which we'll learn in Klal Vav, doesn't apply to food. So if mechatech of cutting doesn't apply, so masartet, which was the guidelines that a person put in place to allow them to cut properly, if mechatech does not apply to ochlin, so we know that masartet doesn't apply to food either. Question comes up. A modern version of this person is reading a book, reading some type of a paper, a book, etc., and he notices something which seems to be significant. So he wants to make a marking on the side of the page to remind him to come back to here to be able to find the place that he was looking at. So you're not allowed to draw on Shabbos. You can't use a pen. You can't put a marking in there. So he wants to just take his fingernail and sort of make an impression in the paper in order to say that this is the place to come back to. So it's not a guideline in that situation, so that's not going to be an argument beside that, but it is an indicator that he's trying to say that this is the place to come back to. So if it's going to be something, the mark is going to be permanent, that you have a mark which is done into paper, your person presses in using their fingernail, and it seems to stay there for a period of time, it would be an indelible mark, even though it's not for the purpose of it being a guideline, so it's not considered the raisa, would be asumid rabbanon. If it's going to be something which is going to be temporary, so it's a temporary act on something which is not for the purpose of a guideline, so it's like two layers of not, it's not close to the derisa, so the Chazal did not answer that. Bending down a corner of a page, the person wants to bend the corner, simply purpose of bending the corners, and then fold it back straight, but leave the crease which is created. That crease would be an example of what we're talking about. The crease stays there; it doesn't really leave. And he did it for the purpose of being an indicator to check something on this page. So, if the goal was to fold down and create that crease, so that's going to be also mirabonim. If the person wants to leave the edge of the page folded, so his goal isn't to make the crease. The goal is just to have like a tab that is bent in. It would be easier to find that page. So that would not be also, even though he is making a crease, and the crease is going to have permanency to it. He's not trying to make a crease. So they didn't answer that case. That wasn't his goal. That doesn't look like the act of making a guideline. It's not similar to the idea of making a guideline, and it's not going to be a problem. A person wants to put some type of a bookmark on a safer. So he's putting the bookmark on the safer, even knows which clip on, and maybe leave some type of a roshim, some type of an impact, leave some type of a depression in the place where it was placed. Even though that is so, it's not his goal. And the same idea applies. It doesn't approximate the process of making an indicator. find some halachas, the person darshan miskaven. We have a discussion by the rabbanon is also. But if the whole premise is this is an indicator, the marking is the indicator, and it's not, you're not trying to make it an indicator. You can't make an indicator just without intent. It's not indicating anything. So the Chazal did not answer that case where you have that result. It doesn't approximate the process of Masarte. Have a good day.